What shall we say now? What shall we say? At the start of this year, the Lord definitely gave us a burden for what is going on. Many things in the last times are taking place, many changes, many things taking place in Europe. Many things are happening or have taken place. The whole world is mature for the coming back of the Lord. The Lord can come back anytime if He wants, because the situation is mature. Why does He not come back yet? Because the church is not completed. It's not built up yet. His work has not been completed. There are still many things to do. If you were to have seen the condition in the churches, then I would tell the Lord, "Oh Lord, you have so many things to do." We are all so slow. We take our time. And that is why the Lord cannot come back yet. And that's why the Lord has shown us in the conference from the vision in Ezekiel. And the vision was such a great vision. For 3 years ago, I wanted to have fellowship about the book of Ezekiel. You probably know about that. But I did not have rest and peace, and the Lord said, "Not yet." And I say, "Okay." But this year, definitely, I had a very clear leading from the Lord that we have to have fellowship about the book of Ezekiel, especially about this vision of the glory of God. Truly, it's the right time that we should see this. God wants that His work will come to a completion. Such a power, such a wonderful glory of God, so mighty, full of power. Praise the Lord. Many of us have never seen such a glory, or have you? What kind of concepts do you have about the glory of God? No concepts at all? Okay. But we have seen this wonderful, great power is behind this glory. The glory which Ezekiel saw was a great glory, full of power, voices thundering, full of lightness, movements of the four living creatures, the whales, the great fearing vehicle, the whales, full of eyes, full of the spirit. And their movement was so fast. Could you imagine that? A tractor, a big, with big wheels, they're moving so slowly. I've never seen a tractor that's driving at 200 kilometers per hour. Have you ever seen such a tractor? No. So the bigger the wheels are, the slower they will be, but not this heavenly vehicle of our Lord. Their movement was like lightning, tuck tuck. If you're so slow like a tortoise, you can never follow up. Often, in the matter of the Lord, we take our time. Oh. I've realized that in many things, in the company, in your workplace, or wherever, when you are doing other things, you are always so fast. Now, do it. So quick. But when coming to the meeting, for example, oh, we still have time. Oh, we still have 1 minute time. We take our time. And we all come to the meeting slowly, coming in to the meeting. Is it not so? There's no urgency in us. We don't have this pressing on. Amen. Let's now go to the meeting. Go. Let's drive. If it's with regards to the work of God, it's always so slow. But look at the book of Acts. When the Spirit came, just like a great wind, what happened? Immediately, something happened in Jerusalem so fast. They did not wait. They did not wait there, but immediately something happened. And from that day onward, on the day of Pentecost, we saw from chapter to chapter in Acts, many things took place. The book of Acts is never a book full of teachings where we can discuss and talk about. We do not need to do that. I do not want to do that. I have nothing to say about the book of Acts. The book of Acts is an actions book. Praise the Lord. In every single chapter, so much movement of the Spirit, so much power. In every chapter, we see a fight. The movement of the Spirit. What the apostles were doing, what the enemy was doing, thunderings and voices and earthquakes, when the saints prayed and the angels brought and worked together with them. Peter, they caught him and the angels came and released him from the prison. Is that good? This is what we need to see. The whole work of the Lord is not simple, really. Saints, even the angels, they are also working together with us. The four living creatures, the cherubims, they are ready to fly. But the whales which are on the earth, they are not moving on together. What should we do then? So much to do in Stuttgart, but we take our time. Is it correct? Is it good? Oh, what should we do? We consider too much. But in these four living creatures, they went immediately what the when the Spirit showed them the direction. The Lord has to go on. And we have to recognize that and see that when we read the book of Acts. The Lord has given us a burden and stir us up from our sleep. Stir us up from our sleep. He still has so much to do in Poland or not. In Ukraine, in Berlin. Doesn't the Lord have lots to do in Berlin? In the whole of Europe. The Lord has lots to do in Tübingen. But you're all sleeping there in Tübingen. My goodness. How long have we been sleeping in Tübingen? Stay, wake up from the sleep. Wake up. It's time for you to wake up. It's impossible to read the book of Acts and to sleep. It's not possible. It cannot be. If I read the book of Acts, then all in me. Oh. I'll be very active and I want that the work of God will go faster. I want to see a mighty wind. Such a book of reports, full of incidents, reports. It's breathtaking. You really have a desire. Hey, how come back then so many things were happening and now not? What do you think? Is it different today? What do you think there? Can the Lord not do the same thing He did back then? Christian. He can. Even stronger, why not? The Lord has to stir up our hearts and our spirit. We have to tell Him, Lord, we want to experience exactly this. All you young people who are sitting here tonight, in this young people's conference, you have to have this faith. Whatever the word says, where is it written? Why is it written in the Acts, in the book of Acts? Is it just so that we can learn some history? What happened back then in the Middle Age? Oh, nice. We now know all this, but they are just histories for us. Do you think that the book of Acts is written like in such a way that you just know the history? What would that be use for you today? The Lord has given us the book of Acts so that we know how the Spirit works. It's a spirit of power. Also in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord also said, you will be clothed with power from above. The Gospel of Luke. Lord Jesus. Verse 49. The last chapter. Chapter 24, verse 49. Behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Do you believe in this? Is this promise still applicable today? Still applies? Amen? Are you convinced? Fully convinced? For who? For whom? For us. Amen. Specifically, you have to say for me. For us today. Or is this promise no longer applicable for us or relevant for us? Philip? Yes. Yes. We have to claim this promise for us today. You will be endued with power from on high. And then if you read the book of Acts, they have experienced this promise. We have to live this today. And the whole book of Acts shows us how this power worked. I want to see that in the universities. Yes. Not just once in a while, but daily. Why not? The strength, the power is there for us. And the Lord said to them, all authority on heaven and on earth have been given to me. That's why go forth. And all this authority has been given to you through this spirit of the power, and will be clothed with this authority to go forth to Nuremberg. You have to experience this Nuremberg. Or do you think that it doesn't work in Nuremberg? The Catholic religion is too strong. Or isn't Judaism back then so strong as well? No? Then we have to see, no, our Lord is stronger. With all the promises, I am with you all the days, always, even to the end of the age, which is today. Then we have to say to the Lord, if this work is from you, if the building of the church is according to your plan, then we need this. We also want to experience this. The building up of the body of Christ, the church, we need this life. We need much life and growth in life. We need that. But in order for the work, especially the gospel work, to gain people for the Lord, for God's kingdom, then we need this power. Just like what was being shared. When we preach the gospel, we are attacking, entering into the area of the enemy. That's what in Luke chapter 1 says, that we will be saved from the hands of the enemy. That means that when you preach the gospel, you want to snatch or save this man from the hands of the enemy. Do you think the enemy will just give it to you? Here, there you are. I congratulate you. Take this man. Do you think it's so easy? It is not easy, but we have this power. We have this authority, and we have to claim this authority. I hope that all of us, wherever you are, to experience this, be it at work, in school, in Bosch, in Porsche, Daimler, wherever you're working, or Microsoft. You have to snatch the people off the hands of the enemy. Lord Jesus, can you imagine that, saints, brothers and sisters? We are 280 here. If this power works, and every one of you at least, I won't say 2,000, but two, gain two. And next year, when we have Young People's Conference again,
huh?
Then we have to use the meeting hall in Stuttgart. Do you not want to see this? Amen. Do you think that with such a power and a mighty wind, like in the book of Acts, with that, you cannot even save one person? You, sister? She doesn't believe. Praise the Lord. The power is there. The authority is there. You will be clothed with power and with strength from above. Why not? It is even not, it's not difficult to gain even like 20 people or 40 people. Amen. Have you not had a foretaste in the university? Also in Tübingen? Praise the Lord. Is it not like that? It worked. But it has to be more. Everywhere where we are, if every one of us were to gain some people, isn't that so easy? There's so many people on this earth in Europe. If you were to just save some people, some young people, next year, my, we will need the meeting hall in Stuttgart for the Young People's Conference. Don't you see this vision? Do you dream about that? Yes? You have to dream about it. Tonight, immediately, dream about it. Dream. Lord, I want to gain people for you. Look at the Lord. He has gain you all. Did the Lord not gain you? Yes. If the Lord can gain you, then He can also gain more people through you, or not. Amen. Such a power. That's why we read in the book of Acts, it's written more, several times, they were full of the Spirit. They were filled by the Spirit. Several times, Stephen, full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. And the power of the Lord was there, and no one could resist him. It has to be like that, also in Munich. When I was in Munich, and we saw the brother there, and I thought, wow, what a potential in Munich. Isn't that so? Like such a group of people there in Munich, in the university in Munich, they can gain the whole campus there. It's not a joke. Back then in 1971, we took over the whole campus. Believe me. Oh, Lord. Now, it's your turn. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, take this power. Deal with the Lord. Speak to him. Tell him, Lord, what? Doesn't your spirit work today anymore? What do you mean, Lord? Doesn't it work anymore, this power? In our university, or in the school, or at work today, in our time, in 2012, oh, the spirit doesn't work anymore. Do you think so? It works. If it works, then how come nothing is happening? You have to ask the Lord and deal with Him. Lord, it cannot be like that. I want to see exactly and experience it in our time, in our situation. I want to see it. But I'm convinced that the brothers back then, they were diligent in the word. Do you think if they were not to be so diligent, could Stefan do give such a word if he were not to be reading the Bible daily? If we say that we have the same spirit of faith, we believe, that's why we speak. What will you speak if Stefan were not to know about Abraham, about the whole story? He preached the whole story from the Old Testament, from the Scriptures. Do you think the Spirit showed him that? Where would Stephen know such things if he were not to have read the Bible? He did not just read the Bible. He had the whole story in his heart. It moved him. Oh, Abraham, Moses, about Daniel, David, about all these persons. And that's why the word was so much in him. And when the time came, the Spirit was able to work through this man. The Spirit was able to speak such a mighty word through this man to the people. We want to cooperate with the Lord. On one hand, we have the spirit of power, but on the other hand, we prepare ourselves daily in prayer, in word. Let the word of God dwell in us richly in our hearts. Then when the time comes, you will have much to say. Then you can say, we believe. What do you believe? Oh, all they have read. I believe in the book of Acts, what the book of Acts said. We believe what John said, what Paul has written. We believe what was written in Ezekiel. We believe, oh, such a wonderful word in Isaiah, in Psalms, in the five books of Moses. We believe. Right? And because we have such a spirit of faith, that we have much to say. Yes, but we do not know. If we were not to know anything, we believe, but I have nothing to say. Then we have to daily take the word into us so that the Lord can use us. Our faith is based on a wonderful foundation in the word of God. We do not just believe in anything, but we say that we have the same spirit of faith. We believe, that's why we speak, is correct. But what do you believe in? In the word of God, of course. Otherwise, we believe, yes, okay. On what? On nothing? We believe in the living Word, in Christ who died on the cross. If I would say this to someone, that the Lord has died for you, I am speaking this with faith, full of faith. If I would say this to someone, you are a sinner, then I'm convinced that he will not be able to sleep at night. He will be thinking, oh, I am a sinner. Yes. It has to be in such a way. When Stefan spoke, it pierced into their hearts. Of course, unfortunately, these people were evil. But nevertheless, there was a reaction. Better such a reaction than having no reaction. The Lord has to stir up our spirit. The heart has to be stirred up. The Lord can use every single one of us. Don't think that, oh, Stefan was a special brother. No, he was no one special. Not a special brother. The difference is that he was full of the Spirit. And he was for the Word. You realize that when you read that, the Word of God was in him. Praise the Lord. And definitely also in Peter. Do you think that suddenly Peter, without him ever reading the book of Joel, suddenly the book of Joel comes out of his mouth? This is what was written in Joel. Joel, what then? Do you think Peter have never read the book of Joel? He read it. But in that moment, when the Spirit was in him, the Spirit was able to use what he has read. And he saw it. Yes, that is it. And he spoke with power. And it worked. Otherwise, where would Peter be able to know about Joel? Isn't it true? We have, as young people, to cooperate with the Lord. When the Word of God dwells in you, then, when the time comes, the Spirit of power in you will cooperate and work together with you. Praise the Lord. And it is not us who are speaking. It is the Spirit who is in us, with us, through us. We work together with him. This experience, we have to make these experiences tonight. I said to the Lord and I prayed, Oh Lord, since we are now having fellowship about the books of Acts, then we need to have such experiences. Otherwise we can go back home. What for? If we are having a conference about the book of Acts, what do you want to learn in the book of Acts? Yeah, the experience. The experience, the appearance, the appearing. How the Lord appeared to Peter. How the Spirit worked. How the Lord arranged everything. How Christian prepared with Psalm 22, and the Lord arranged that his co-worker wanted to know about Psalm 22. Isn't that good? Oh, the Lord arranges everything. But the Lord cannot arrange if we do not cooperate. It doesn't work. We shouldn't believe that the Lord has nothing to do today. Oh, he's just there. He is very busy. If we are also active for the Lord, be it in Poland, in Ukraine, in Stuttgart, in Benin, if we are also prepared and deal with the Lord and say, Lord, something has to happen, then the Lord will say, good, Now I arrange this and that. The Lord has so many things then to organize and to arrange. So many things He can organize. And why in the day of Pentecost? Because many Jews came to Jerusalem. And why did the Lord choose Jerusalem? Because many will come to this festival. That's the best time to preach the gospel for Peter.
Abgesehen davon, dass die Erfüllung von Pfingsten zu der Höhe kommt.
The Lord has arranged everything, so many things.
Cornelius
und Peter. And Peter.
Für diese Reise.
This trip
und so
and etc. The way to Damascus.
Paulus,
Paul
and Ananias.
The Lord arranges so many things for Philip and the eunuch. We see that the Lord has arranged. What has the Lord not arranged? But if the Lord wants to arrange many things today, are we ready? If you were to arrange something with a co-worker and you have nothing to say, okay, then the Lord cannot do anything. The Lord may want to work in your co-worker, but you are not ready, then the Lord cannot work through you. Then He has to wait. We are not ready. May the Lord stir us up. Tell the Lord, I want to be your co-worker. This generation has to be gained by the Lord. Through you.
Amen.
Tell him, Lord, just like in the book of Acts, we also want to experience it today. Praise the Lord. It is not about knowing this book, but it's about this wonderful experience. And I assure you that our living God can give you such experiences. He is even waiting for you. He is waiting. And you do not need to be special people. If He were to need special people, then you are this group of special people. And that's why the Lord has called you all. Lord Jesus, the Lord wants to go on. We sing about the preaching of the gospel, and I tell you, there is so much to do. So much to do. In Tübingen, in the city Tübingen, 30% or more from the city, they are students. This afternoon, we had some fellowship with the sisters. It's like a pond full of fish. Oh, there's so many fishes there. Even if you are a blind person and you throw your net out into the pond or a fishing pole, you will receive a fish. You will fish out something because there are so many fishes. Or not. You do not even need to do anything, even if you were to throw it backwards. You throw it backwards. Then you will still be able to catch a fish. But this, you have to then throw this fishing rod backwards. You will definitely still even be able to fish one because there are so many young people around you in the university. You just need to catch one. Do you think that God is not able to gain one fish through you? I've already told you. The Lord said to Peter, come, follow me. I will make you to fisher of men. And such a power. Can we not gain people? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That's why I tell you, tonight, after the meeting, go to the Lord and deal with Him. Tell the Lord, just like what is written in the book of Acts, I also want to experience, just like all of us here, all these young people here. Otherwise, it's useless to have a conference, a young people's conference about the book of Acts, and nothing happens. Then we can close our shop. We can close our shop. We don't need any more young people's conference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Otherwise, what are you going to learn?
What are you going to learn here? The book of Acts.
I prefer the English word.
Prefer the English word.
For this book, it's called Acts.
Mm-hmm. It's Acts. Action.
It's the book of Acts.
Book of Acts. In German is the story, the history of apostles. That's the direct translation. Right. In English is better, the acts. The actions. The action of the Spirit. The action of the young people in all churches. Amen. The actions in Zurich, in Stuttgart, in Tübingen. Praise the Lord through the sisters. Hallelujah. Why only through the brothers? In Moava. It has to happen. It's the right time. I'm convinced that the time has come. And the Lord wants to do something with us. There's so much to do, and the time is short. We have so many young people here. And if we together work for the Lord in prayer and to be one for the building of the church, just like what I've said, and this work, if this work is right, if it's the work of God, then we have to demand from Him. And that's why, if this is the work of God, then we have the right to demand it from Him. Then it applies for us this promise. It's your privilege. It belongs to you, this promise. You have to claim it from the Lord. Don't beg for it. You should just say, Lord, I want to have it. We need it. It has to happen in every locality. Or do you not have the spirit of faith? Do you have it? The spirit of faith? Then take this, claim it from the Lord. Take the word in the book of Acts. That's why tonight I have no other burden to tell you other things. I only want that the Lord stirred up your spirit, just like the brother this morning.
Hailang
share. Wake up, you who are sleeping. You are asleep. Or do you want to sleep? I don't want to say have a good night's sleep. No, don't sleep. But tell the Lord, something has to happen. The wheels have to start rolling. Will roll. You cannot find in any other translations from this verse, which has been translated correctly. When we were working on this sentences, verses, all other translations have no meaning, doesn't make sense at all. Oh, these wheels, they are called rolling. This is crazy, it doesn't make sense. But they have a voice that commanded them, will drive. Praise the Lord. Let us go on. Vamanos, go on. Go on. Go on. Move on. Amen. This is it. What would we want the four wheels if they are not rolling? This is the book of Acts, the movement of the Spirit of the Lord with us. Look at Philip. Look at all these apostles back then, Peter, John, Stephen, Paul, Barnabas, so many from the brothers that time. Even the saints in Jerusalem, after they were scattered, they preached the gospel. They spread the gospel in such a quick way. And today, praise the Lord. Much to do, brothers. In Europe, you don't go to Africa. There are brothers already there in Africa. You brothers in Africa, you would be able to do a good work. There, the wheels will also be rolling. They have more people than you in Stuttgart. Why not? Isn't it true? I heard that there are 400 young people there in Benin. Aren't you there? Yes, I was. How many? 300 young people were in the Young People's Conference, but they have more. So, why do you go to Africa? Stay here in Europe. Roll. Roll. Amen. They should come here. They from Africa should come here. Oh, Lord Jesus. The Lord has to go on, truly. Don't do a Bible conference about the book of Acts without something happening. It's not acceptable. It cannot be. It is not acceptable. If it happens, it should happen. This going on in this year, still, until the end of the year. The Lord has to do much. Do not have fear. Be bold. Full of the Spirit, filled with the truth, wisdom, power. Go on, go forward in all cities. The Lord has to do much more in Toronto, in Vancouver. Amen. Why not? Right? What about in Dallas, Joseph?
He just smiled.
You should be full of faith and to say Amen. It can be done.
But do you not believe that?
Or do you not believe that? Our brother gave the message, and the last verse was, with God all things are possible, except for in Texas.
Amen.
Is that what we believe in? Yeah, with him all things are possible, but by us not. But with us not. In Africa, God can do it, but not here. Why not? He can testify every time. Well, I come to Stuttgart and walk through the meeting hall, I will say, Lord, fill this meeting hall. And praise the Lord, the Lord has filled up the meeting hall, but only for the conferences. But I don't mean just the conferences, but during the normal meetings, the Lord has filled the meeting halls, not just the time during the conference. Why does the Lord give us such a nice big meeting hall in the church in Stuttgart? Why? What for? Tell me. So that you have much air. Good air. Huh? Yes. This wall, dividing wall, you have to take the dividing wall away in the church, in the meeting hall. Tell the Lord, I do not want to have this dividing hall, I want to fill this meeting hall with people. Is it possible? Amen. He has such a loud voice, but when I ask him, is it possible? Amen. And Christian, if he said such a soft amen, I'm not convinced. Amen. Yes. Then I'm convinced. Why did the Lord give you such a big meeting hall? Even during the construction, they were building up this. Even the constructors were saying that, oh, what a nice meeting hall. Those were doing construction work. Now at the meeting hall, do you think that the meeting hall is just for them to see and say, oh, nice meeting hall do you have here? Why is the meeting hall there? Is it so that all can come and tell you, oh, you have a nice meeting hall here? I would come and tell you, oh, what an empty meeting hall. Isn't it true? Every time when I walk through the meeting hall, I complain before the Lord. Lord, why do you give us such a big meeting hall? Where is Günther Jansen? It's so big because we need to have all the churches under one roof during the conference. You see? Now you know why the Lord. Now you understand why the meeting hall is not full. Because of. Lord Jesus. No, this is not a joke. This is a complaint, a burden in me. Hey Lord, how come the meeting hall cannot be filled? Where is your glory? Where is the glory? Where are the living stones? Where is the building up from many precious stones? If there is no desire and burning in our spirit that we want to gain more precious stones, then how can the Lord gain precious stones. Are you for the building up in Berlin? Yes. What do we do? We have to gain the stones. We have to go and collect the stones. Do you not read in Haggai? Go into the mountains and collect woods to build the house. We want to build, but no one goes up to the mountain to pick up the woods. Then how can we build the house of God? We say that we are for the building up. But how are you then for the building up? On one hand, there's this growth, you need the growth of life, but the Lord needs more living stones. And that's why this preaching of the gospel is very important, not just, of course, definitely also that people can be saved and not be lost. Definitely, sure. But the goal is for the building up of the house of God, the enlargement of the building. On the other hand, I have to admit, the Lord cannot just gain so many people in such a short time, and in the end we have many problems in the church. That's why we need to grow more in life, so that we can have the capacity to shepherd these new ones. But I have to say that it is not normal if the Lord is not adding that people are coming. This is actually the promise in Ezekiel. This country will be full again. This land will be full again. The Lord wants to bring back many more. They will be coming back. Then the land will be full with inhabitants. Oh Lord, Lord Jesus. Often I think about Italy, about Spain. Yes, Lord, where is the power? Where is this? Just what is written in Acts. We want to experience this. Just like in the church in Antioch, we want to experience that the Spirit is there. So many actions.
Amen.
Maybe we should change the title of the book of Acts to action. Not the story of the apostles like in German translation, but the actions. When people ask you, what do you do in Young People's Conference, what will you say? The actions. We had fellowship about the book of actions. The Lord has to do something. If we have no burden in our hearts, and if you think that the meeting hall is just for the conferences, then it doesn't matter for us if it's been filled or not. You will see that the meeting will only be full 2 times a year. How many weeks are there in a year? 52 weeks. In just 2 weeks that the meeting hall will be full, is it glorious? Just 2 weeks out of 52 weeks that the meeting hall is full? Then you have to wait for a long time to see the glory of the Lord again. But if it's every week full, what do you think? Isn't that glorious? That would be very glorious. Do you want to see the glory of the Lord? Amen. Then fill the meeting hall. Tell the Lord, we want to fill the meeting hall. And when the time of conference is there, then we can find a bigger meeting hall. Praise the Lord. Much to do, brothers and sisters. Much to do. The Lord has to put this burden into your hearts. Do not say that I'm too young. Take this burden from the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It is possible.
Amen.
Amen.